Om Shanti. It's a heartly welcome to you, sister. Thank you for being with us. To introduction to her, BK Sister Savita, Dr. Sister Savita, completed her MBBS in the year 1989 from Rajasthan University. Initially, she practiced in various cities such as Udaipur, Kota, Indore, and Mount Abu. In 1991, she joined Global Hospital Research Center, Mount Abu, and gave her remarkable services till 2000. From 2001 till now, she has been giving her honorary services in Brahma Kumaris Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya at headquarters Mount Abu. She has been deeply interested in spirituality since childhood and came in contact with Brahma Kumaris during 1975. She has traveled widely in various parts of India to educate people about healthy lifestyle and meditation. She also coordinated national level programs of Women Wing of Brahma Kumaris. In the year 2001, which was declared as Year of Women's Empowerment by Indian government, she participated in All India Women's Spiritual Empowerment Campaign organized by Brahma Kumaris for upliftment of women. She is a faculty member of Brahma Kumaris Academy for a Better World and delivers lectures on mind management, stress management, healthy and happy living, meditation as medicine, the art and science of positive thinking, self-empowerment, leadership qualities, and anger management. Presently, she is headquarter coordinator of Women Wings of RERF. So I will request her to please guide us with her divine words.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Today we are having International Unit Translation. Are you from Sri Lanka? How many from Sri Lanka are here? Oh. So, he can give you that video for translation. So, this international yoga is from 6:30 to 7:30. So, what do you think? Shall we take class till 7 and then 7 to 7:30 meditation, or you would like to do meditation 6:30 to 7:30? World Peace Meditation, huh? Class. Those who are interested in class, please raise your hand. Okay. And those who are interested in meditation, almost equal. So cannot judge, huh? Let's see, maybe in between, huh? So today's Murli Baba's focus, this confluence age, is the age to accumulate our income for mainly 63 births and for whole kalpa. So in this age, the imperishable bank opens and our income is multi-million times. What Baba says is, if we take one step according to Baba's Sharmat or in Baba's remembrance, means every action which is done in Baba's remembrance, how much income is there in that? Multi-million times. So that's why Baba says, you are the big businessman. Businessmen in the world, they too earn, but they cannot earn this much big money in a day. In a day, how much they can earn? How much they can earn? Maybe 1 million, up to 1 million. But they cannot make multi-millions in one step. So that's why it is said the Brahmins are, the confluence age Brahmins are the highest, holiest and richest in the world. Although we look ordinary, no, we are not very important people of the world. But still, our income is so great. And it continues for next 53 births. And today's Murali Baba spoke, you should not feel that you are going to get it in the future. And so you feel effort about it. Oh, we are making so much effort, but whatever we are going to get, where we are going to get? In the future. Not only in the future, but do we get present income too? Present? Yes. So what is that? Yes. Happiness, intoxication and powers. So that income is true income, which we feel now, which we feel at present. So whatever treasures Baba has given to us, how can we increase our that treasures? So which are those treasures? The treasures which Baba has given to us. One is knowledge. Second is virtues. Third is powers. And fourth is time. Yes. What else? Pure thoughts and breaths. Baba says, breaths of confluence age. So when we use them for the self as well as for the others, now that money, the perishable money or wealth, whichever we have, if we use that, it may reduce. But this imperishable wealth which we have received from Baba, the more we use, more it increases. Is that true? So that's why Baba says, use them in a worthwhile way. And when you use them in a worthwhile way, then you accumulate your income and multi-million times income. So our aim is what? Our aim is to accumulate more and more. Because this is for whole kalpa, it's not for only half cycle, it's for full cycle. And whatever we are doing now, it's going to repeat every kalpa. It repeats as it is. So if not now then, never. So that's why it's valuable and it's very important that we pay attention to keep on increasing our income, whatever we are earning. So using treasure of knowledge, we listen Murali every day. Listening Murali is one thing. No, like when we are listening, we feel happy. It gives us peace. It gives us power. Baba says, that's fine. But during daytime, whenever any situation arises, if we are able to use knowledge at the right time and we become victorious over Maya or any situation or any obstacle which is coming, then actually we are increasing it. Means we need to imbibe it. It's not only up to listening. We are becoming the embodiment of whatever Baba is saying. So when we are embodiment, then only these jewels of knowledge are of millions of worth for us. Now say, how much it cost? One jewel of knowledge, how much is it worth? The jewels of knowledge are multi-million. multi-million, you know, worth. They have this much of this big worth it, these have. But only when we know their value. There's one story, there was one beggar and he used to live on, you know, like getting whatever people are giving to him to eat and to live. So one day when he was in kingdom, the king in disguise came in front of him. And when he saw a beggar in his kingdom, so he didn't feel good. He thought, why he should beg? I must give him something such that he never have to beg. So he had one garland of jewels in his neck and he gave him. But this beggar, he was unaware of these jewels. Means he could not recognize that these are jewels. He felt them as stones. So then he was thinking, taking that garland in his eyes, oh, what this person has given to me? What is the use of it for me? This is nothing to eat. This is nothing to, it's like, it's not money and it's not something to eat. So it's useless for me. What I am going to do with these stones? So he got angry, and what he did? In anger, he just broke that garland and took the stones in his hand and started playing with them, like people play with them. And in that, you know, he was throwing here and there on the birds, on the animals, and most of the stones he threw. And last stone was there when he was going to throw it. One person saw and stopped him. So he asked, "What are you doing?" He said, he told the story, what happened with him and what he is going to do with stones. He said, it's not an ordinary stone. This is jewel. And if you go and sell in the market, then you are going to get big amount of money. You are not to beg, no, throughout this you are begging. So then he understood that what mistake he has done. But now he lost all the jewels. So sometimes same thing is happened, no? Like we took the knowledge was as an ordinary points of knowledge, and we just listen them, no? Like listening from one ear and comes out from another ear, or all those stays in the class. As soon as we are out of the class, everything is same as it was, and there is no change, no transformation in our life because we are not using them. If we use them, then like taking them as a jewels means like we are valuing them. We use them when they are needed. So that's why Baba says, ki each and every jewel, it's worth like multi-millions when we value them. And if take them as an ordinary, then it's like nothing for us. Doesn't work for us. So when Maya comes, like Baba has given the knowledge of soul consciousness. Baba was talking about purity on the 17th. Baba talked about purity, and even today's Murli was on purity. So this knowledge of soul consciousness, it makes us victorious over this voice of lust and voice of body consciousness. These are the two biggest vices, which is the root cause of all other vices. That's what Baba says. So what Baba suggested us on that day, where should we see? Whenever we see each other, where should our vision go? It's on the Brakuti, means center of forehead. Normally whenever we talk, where we see the face. We see the eyes of that person, and that's where the influence come to us of their vibrations. That's what Baba told ki. Some people complain that when we talk to someone else, seeing their face, it affects us. So how the effect come? The effect comes because we are taking their vibrations, we are absorbing their vibrations. So if that soul is happy soul and that soul is I would say positive soul, then the influence is good. And if that soul is negative soul and that soul doesn't have good feelings for you, and if you are talking to that soul, then what you are going to get? Same type of influences. Or maybe they are body conscious. If you are talking to the worldly people, then naturally all worldly people are body conscious. If you are talking to a Brahmin, that's a different. When you are talking to Laukic people, then what happens? So if they are body conscious, then those vibrations you absorb. Because if you are not aware of your own stage, which is my original stage. My original stage is soul. I am soul, I am peaceful, I am pure, I am powerful, I am Master Almighty. So when I am aware of self, then my vibrations affect others. And I should not see their body consciousness, I should see their soul consciousness. That's why Baba said that, see here. Means that should be our vision forever. Constant vision should be like that. Then we are victorious over this vice. It's not going to disturb us. But if we forget, that's what happens. Okay, normally, when we are in our day-to-day activities, when we are performing all our tasks, we are either action conscious or become body conscious. Then these things happen. The Maya take over. All these obstacles, they come. So using the knowledge, whatever Baba has, using the knowledge of drama. Knowledge of drama, it makes us unshakable, immovable. And it gives us power to overcome our situations. So that's what Baba says, power of putting a full stop. It comes by drama. If we don't use that power, then we shake. So if I am unshakable in any situation, then I pass. Or if not, then it's number wise, Baba says. Then if I am too much disturbed, I am peaceless and I am sorrowful, maybe, whatever the stage is, then Baba says it's failure. You didn't pass the situation with the help of the knowledge. So many drama, so many points of knowledge we have. Like self-respect points Baba has given to us for what? For the same thing. Like I am a victorious jewel. So not only victorious jewel of this kalpa, but every kalpa I was victorious now and even in the future too. And second treasure is treasure of our virtues. When we use virtues in our life, Baba is making us all virtuous. The deities, they are all virtuous. So when I am having all these virtues of sweetness, introvertness, tolerance, courage, happiness, purity, what else? Compassion, cooperation, humility, mercy. So they all reflect in my behavior. And when I am behaving through these virtues, it does service. Because it gives happiness to others. It gives contentment to others. It gives blessings to others. Baba says, the easiest effort is to give blessings and receive blessings. So remain content and give contentment to others. Don't give and take sorrow. In other words, we say, and give happiness and receive happiness. So action speaks louder than words, it is said. Whatever we are giving knowledge to others, sometimes it doesn't going to give much to them because they forget. They listen and they forget. But if you give them experience, means if you are doing service through your conduct and through your behavior, you giving them that happiness, then it's accumulation 10 times greater than your words. That's what Baba says. So that's why this service is more important when we are in our household, when we are around our friends, when we are around our relatives, because they do not care about our knowledge. What do they care about? They want to know what transformation we have brought in our life through knowledge. So the happiness we are giving to them, that is more important than the words we are speaking to them. So that is service through our conduct, whatever we have imbibed. And third treasure is our powers. So using powers at the right time, Baba keep on talking about it. If you are on your seat of Master Almighty, these powers are your servant. They will appear as soon as you need them. But if you are not on your stage, then the powers will not work at the right time. And especially the present time, which power is most important for us? Which power? Power to tolerate. Because whether we are at home, whether we are at work, or wherever we are, people nowadays, they are least tolerant because of body consciousness. They have their ego. So they cannot listen even a word from anyone. If you speak a word, then answer will be two words. If you say two, then four. And if you say four, then it's tit for tat. So then what we need to do? We are not taught by Baba tit for tat. We are taught whatever is coming from the others, whatever misbehavior they are doing, whether they are insulting or whether they are abusing us, then still we should have good wishes for them. We should be compassionate, because who are we? We should not forget what my duty is, what Baba has made me. What is my duty? My duty is I am the child of ocean of peace. I am the one who is embodiment of peace. So the one who is helpful in establishing peace in the world. So actually, when the peace is needed, normally when something is on fire, then you need water. The water is fire extinguisher, although all other things are also there, but still we use water as a fire extinguisher. So same is here. If I am spreading vibrations of peace, if I keep quiet at that time and I am just spreading those vibrations, then it serves that soul, inspires that soul. Maybe they speak, they may not speak about it, but they realize it definitely. And not sometime it takes once, twice, thrice, or many times. What about translation, sister? 92. So those who are Tamil, raise your hands. So are you getting translation, or those who are getting translation, raise your hand. Okay. And those who do not have FM, nowadays it's not difficult because our mobile is having this FM. But you just need that lead for your ear. And if you don't have, then share with your partner, means next. So if we are using today, in today's Murli, no, Baba spoke about it. Do you remember? Today Murli, no, like earlier we used to use word, for how long I will continue to die, no, like how much I am going to tolerate. I have tolerated so much and this is the limit. I cannot tolerate beyond that. So do we use these words sometimes? Okay, now this is the limit. I cannot. And if I cannot, then what happens? Whatever is there up till now, accumulated, it just comes out through mouth. Like we say pressure cooker, no? Pressure cooker, when the pressure is full in that, the whistle is there. So it starts whistling. So we come to know the pressure is full. So same is here. If I am creating negative thoughts, if I am not able to talk, sometimes we remain quiet. We do not say anything. Because what do we think? We think, oh, if I will speak something, then it will defame Baba, so I should not say. So, but it creates pressure here because I am in questions. Why they do like this? Why do they speak like this? And, no, like, so many things keep coming in my mind. What I am going to do now and whatever I am doing, I just show it through my behavior. I am not speaking, but through my eyes, through my actions, I am showing that I am not happy with you. Like that annoyance, vibrations of those negativity goes to that person. And if it crosses the limit, then the whistle starts from. So most of the Brahmins, they are not like that, I would say. But sometimes, no, like we lose our patience. So Baba says, even if you lose it for one time, then whatever I have accumulated up to now, it gets minus. So sometimes Baba says, I have two type of children. One, they accumulate as well as they reduce it. So plus minus zero means they are like, this in Hindi we say dihadi mazdoor. Swatibin, kaise bolenge isko English mein? They, yes, they earn every, they earn and spend. So every day means they earn, or they earn this much only that they eat, that they cannot accumulate, they cannot deposit anything, no savings, no. So Baba's children are also like this. We are doing Amrit Vela, we are listening Baba's Murli, so in that way we are earning. But whole day then we do not pay attention, we are not aware, and we keep doing sinful actions, means like easily you get angry, whatever comes to you, you get irritated or you lose your temper, whatever. Or sometimes you become body conscious, you come in I-ness, minus. So what is happening? You are doing minus, losing. So you have earned as well as you lost. So your account is, your balance is, nothing is deposited. Nil. But I am thinking, oh, I am doing so much effort. Every day I get up Amrit Vela. Although even they get up 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, their effort must be much better than those who wake up at 4 or even later. But throughout the day, they are not able to continue that awareness. And that's how the old sanskars, they keep emerging and They drain their income. And second type of children, they are fully aware of their efforts, and in each and every step, they are accumulating multi-million times income. So multi-million times fortunate souls are also there. So Baba says, both type of children are there. So we can check our account, how much we are doing. So main power is power to tolerate. And Baba says, if you are tolerating, you are tolerating it for Baba. It is the Baba's order. So we are becoming obedient to him. So if I am obedient to him, then I am receiving his blessings. Baba's blessings are there. So like today's Murli Baba spoke, by dying here, you are going to get higher status in heaven. Yes, you remember today's Baba's verses, today's Sunday Murli. So this is like fortune. And if we take it that positive, then we won't feel that we are tolerating. Rather, it is giving us a higher status, because it is through Baba. We are doing everything for Baba, whatever we are doing. And our second power is power to accommodate. And what to accommodate? The weaknesses of others. We are living with so many, because we are always in gathering when we do surveys, when we come to center or when we come to Madhuban. Even while working, it's most of the times it's a teamwork. So different sanskar people are there around me. They are all not like me. So here I need to understand that each and every soul has a different role to play. So they won't be according to me. Whatever I like from them, they are going to that same. Not possible. So that is power to accommodate. If other soul sanskars, they do not disturb me, I accept them as they are. And I do not talk evil about them. If I see weaknesses of others, then what happens sometimes? We keep talking about them here and there. So when we talk about them, then Baba says, you are spreading those negative vibrations and you are making atmosphere weak, and this is also a subtle sin. And sometimes we take it easy. Even it's like in a common way. Oh, it's these things, you know, like these are common, this keeps happening. So what is there in that? You know, like we take it very light. But Baba says this is also not light in Brahmin life. So power to accommodate means not to speak about whatever going to create negative atmosphere. And then we need to discern. We need to discern between wrong and right. Sometimes we think ourselves, I am right, but according to knowledge, I am not right. So I am not able to discern myself, I am not able to discern situation. In gross form sometimes it's possible for me, but subtle form of Maya, I miss it. Subtle form of Maya, no, like attachment, familiarity, inclination towards someone, maybe people or things. Comfort, two things are there, no? Either people or comforts and facilities and things, whatever attract me or whatever I desire. Nowadays, so many things are there. Pomp of Maya, what Baba says. So if I am pulled by or if I am attracted towards them and it is affecting my yoga with Baba, Baba says use facilities, but they should not disturb your yoga with Baba. Your connection should not be weakened. So if it weakens, then that is Maya. The same is, no, like Sita, example of Sita, we know what happened, where she got attracted. Golden deer, she left the palaces. She was in the exile with Rama, but seeing the golden deer, she could not stop her. And she insisted Rama to chase him. And when he chased, he made sound like Rama. And even that she could not discern. And then she sent Lakshman. And after Lakshman went, she could not discern this saint came in disguise, Miss Ravan. This Ravan came and she could not find out, she could not recognize. And that's how she was in the trap of Ravan, in the jail of Ravan. That's what Baba says. So what was the root? The root was that greed of that gold. We would say like that, no? So same thing happens in our life, no? Like we leave so much because Baba has reminded us, we have realized that all these things are perishable. They are not going to go with us. And what is going? It's going imperishable income with me. So we are really putting efforts for that. We are doing everything. But a small thing which pulls me or any person, Baba says, you even get thoughts to make companion for yourself. So that companion and Baba as companion, there is a difference between two. In today's Murli, it was there. So what is the difference between two? Today Murli, Baba tell us, what is the difference between the two companion? A person as a companion, a human being as a companion, and Baba as a companion. What is the difference? Baba only is bestower. He never asks anything from us. But the other companion, give and take. The relationship is of give and take. And if give and take is stopped, then the friendship is also finishes. Love is there until there is selfishness, means that is fulfilled. And if you are not able to fulfill that their selfish motive, then that love is over. The world companionship is like that. What do you think? Is that true or Baba says is not right? It's true. So that's what Baba says. We have imperishable companion with us. Then why you create bondage in your life? So discerning, power to discern people and the situation. Then we become victorious over them. And then decide. We have to decide over so many things because we are living in this world. So sometimes we have to take care of our social responsibilities too because we are in the society and we are following Baba's direction too. So sometimes we find that Baba directions are totally different than our social responsibilities. So we are in dilemma what to do. If I am taking care of that, then Baba's order is disobeyed. And if I am following Baba's, then these people will get annoyed with me because I am not pleasing them. So, what to do? Whom to please? Baba or people? What to decide then? We need to see Brahma Baba. What Brahma Baba has done. That's why Baba says follow father. Because he was householder. No, he fulfilled all his responsibilities and he knew whatever, you know, like in happening in the society, in the world and how to face it. He faced each and every situation. So seeing Brahma Baba, what he did in that situation, we get the right answer. What I should do. And if I have to please people or Baba, then I must choose to please Baba. Because I am doing that for 63 births for human beings. And that really not brought me in downfall. But it's only one birth, not full one birth, is only for a few years. How many years I have get of confluence age? Maybe I am in Gyan for 10 years, maybe I am for 15 years. Depends how many years I am in the Gyan. So only that much time I got of this confluence age, and I am earning that income from Baba. So if I am pleasing Baba, that income is for the Kalpa. And human beings, they are happy today and then unhappy tomorrow. You cannot guarantee them. Can you guarantee any human being? Only you cannot please them forever. So that's why Brahma Baba, he never cared about what people of the world are saying, doing, no matter what type of obstacles they created, whom he cared for. He cared for Shiv Baba only. So that we need to follow. Our decisions always should be on Baba's, according to Baba's Shrimat, what Baba's Shrimat is giving. And then we have power to face. Situations keep coming in our life, we have to face them. Only difference is that how we face them. So if we face them with courage, Baba says, take one step of courage and I am 1,000 steps with you. Our facing power is higher. And when I am facing it with that efficiency, then again I am victorious. Like during COVID, what happened? We all face that situation, no? But facing that situation, we Baba's children, we were fearless. We were not that worried, the people of the world worried about. It's not that we didn't get COVID. We too get. We were also in the same problems as the people of the world were. But we knew all the three aspects of time. We know all these things are going to come. And nature has to play its role. Drama is going to change. This is the period of transformation in the world. And after that, after all this upheaval, what is going to come? A golden age. A world of heaven is going to come. So rather than having that fear and insecurity, for us, it's a better future. I would say hope. So that's why it makes the difference. The knowledge, power of knowledge. Knowledge is might. That's why Baba says, knowledge is light and might. It makes us lighthouse and might house. So when we use knowledge, that power of knowledge and power of yoga means connection with Baba. Who is with me? Almighty is with me. And when He is with me, when He is my companion, like Baba says, you always feel that He is combined with you. No, like combined means he can be anywhere, wherever you are, anytime, whenever you need him. It's not that you are in the other corner of world. So for Baba, what is that corner of the world? He can be anywhere in 1 second. His speed is so fast. So you just say, my Baba, come. And Baba is present. So that's what Baba promises us. So that increases our facing power of any situation. And then we all souls are cooperative. I am explaining this because we must use all these powers at the right time. These powers Baba has given to us. So cooperate means I am a serviceable soul. So whenever any soul need my help, I am there to help that soul through body, mind and wealth. I am Baba's right hand. And Baba's right hand means I am giving my this finger for the establishment of new world. So we all are those souls, those who are giving their help of one, even one finger. Means how much we help Baba. This is like ocean and our help is like a drop. No? So, but whatever we are doing, if we are doing as an instrument, if we are doing in a selfless way, if we are doing obstacle-free service, means obstacle-free cooperation to others, then it is 100% deposited. But I am doing with obstacles or with I-ness, my-ness, Baba says, or maybe I have some selfish motive behind it. Baba, I am doing this much. Now it's your duty. You do this for me. No, like devotees, they do. They stand in front of God for what? Whenever they are there to pray, what they pray for? What I need. So Baba says, if you are doing here too in the same way, means I am doing this much, Baba, but you do this much for me. So this is like deal. So Baba doesn't, although Baba fulfill our desires, all Baba's children, they feel that, but it doesn't accumulate our income for the future. We are using it here. So it's my choice where I'm using it. I'm using it here or I am accumulating it for future. And those who have earned the income, what are the signs? What is visible in them? The signs are contentment. Their face shows that sparkle of that contentment and fullness, fulfillment, in other words we would say, and there is that happiness on their face and that intoxication. Even the people in the world, no, those who are wealthy and those who are having all attainments in their life, how they are visible, how their appearances, same, no, like we can, through their look, even we can find out which ground they are coming from. So same is here. Baba says, if your income is full, you know, if you are depositing that much, then your face reflects that. And then you are serving through your face. Therefore, your face is serviceable. Through your vibrations, you are serving. And other thing, in the future, for next 21 births, Baba says, all your body, all your wealth, all your mind, you are having all attainments. So your body is healthy, ever healthy. You are going to get a full lifespan of 150 years. In other words, Baba says, it's like Kanchan Kaya. Kanchan Kaya. How speak in Hindi? In English. Exact words, I don't know. Nice healthy body. So it's like a phrase, but in English I forgot. And if my mind is it's so peaceful, happy, Baba says your future deity form will be the same, and when your memorial will be created in the copper age, your image is going to give same vibrations to the devotees. Through your risen through your darshan, they will find that peace and happiness. And wealth, we all know, we are going to be multimillionaires in the future, whether king or subjects. No one is poor over there. And for 21 verse, Baba's guarantee, there will be difference of only status, not difference of that poor and rich. But in the copper age onwards, Baba says you will get your bread and dal roti, which Baba says dal and roti in an easy way. You never have to beg for money. So you will be so wealthy throughout the kalpa. And relationships, they are divine in both the ages. For half the kalpa and in confluence age, we have such a high family. All our divine family, godly family, spiritual family. So, all these pure souls which Baba have collected from all over the world, unlimited family. So, all these high attainments, all attainments we are going to get. So, we need to check every day before we go to sleep. So throughout day, how much I earned, how much I deposited for my future. That's why Baba says, check your chart every day. Then only I'll be aware of my next day. I will be cautious. If something is I am losing, then I am cautious for the next day and then I will take care of that. So then it will be the constant accumulation of income of multi-million times. Okay. Om Shanti. Because now it's time for meditation. So I am closing it. Om Shanti.
जब जब पास में आ